America weekend.
Science.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
El Nino. Who is he? What is he? Whomever he is or it is, El Nino is dramatically affecting our nation's weather. Here to talk about it, our favorite weather personality, Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
What a pleasure. Before I do anything, hello, Ed and Christina. Yeah, El Nino is a little son of a biscuit, I'll tell you.
Sure is.
He is, I'll tell you what, all the indications are there. Weird things have been happening, very strange things, like the evidence, the handwriting is on the wall, you guys, but the problem is, I think, from all the research I've done in my weather lab, that El Nino, although still very powerful, may be slightly delayed.
Really?
So I don't. Now, first of all, the evidence. All right. We have all the ski resorts in California, for example, they've had tons of snow. But all of our storms have come out of the north. Now, that did not happen last November. So that's the first indication. The water temperature continues way above normal off Central and South America. I mentioned, a couple of months ago, we had the severe thunderstorms in Southern California. The eastern half of the nation is unusually mild.
Yes.
And that would be the case during an El Nino situation. But the only fly in the ointment, and I don't think it'll be a problem, is that there's a possibility now. Science! There's a possibility that many of the experts, including myself, and I'm not the only one by far, feel that there may be a slight delay. So we're thinking now more towards early January. So we're thinking of about 3 months' worth, maybe even going into the middle of April. And I also want to indicate, as far as the West Coast is concerned, the Southern California area looks like it'll get the worst of it. All of the discussion is indicating more powerful down in Los Angeles, San Diego, and on the Central Coast, not to leave out Northern California, because it also will be affected. Now, it's better to over-prepare than under-prepare, you guys. So, you know, people are stocking up on flashlights and making, well, preparations in terms of sandbags, and if you live in a flood-prone area, they're getting all ready for that. But again, it looks like El Nino has been slightly delayed at this point.
So does that mean that come January, February, you know, Cali's going to be getting more rain, East Coast might be getting more, like Northeast might be getting hit with snow? Bad?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
During a typical El Nino year, at least going back to 1997 and 98, the Northeast got off relatively easy. It seems to me that, the heaviest precipitation was in the western part of the United States, and the Pacific Northwest was unusually cold with snow. So, no, in a typical El Nino year, I don't think New York and Philly and Boston and Washington, D.C., Harrisburg with connections for Allentown, Scranton and Punxsutawney Phil, I don't think those areas will be particularly bad. But you never know.
Mm.
But the big story, the latest update, is a slight delay. We're very confident it's still going to happen, 90% probability.
Ugh.
But once again, it appears maybe a month delay. Initially, we were expecting it any day now, literally any day now, because in 1997-98, the exact day, and I remember it distinctly, the first bomb of a storm hit Northern California on December 11th, 1997.
What did you eat for lunch that day?
What did I have for lunch that day?
Yes.
A peanut butter and banana sandwich.
He does remember.
He does remember.
Very nice. Very good. You know, when it comes down to us here, now you're in California, we're in the New York area. It's December, and I'm going to Walmart in my shorts.
Yeah.
I have the legs to pull it off, which is important, but
do you shave your legs?
You know, Christina once waxed my arms, and it was the most invigorating thing ever. It made for a great segment on the show, but my legs still have that SOS Brillo pad look to them.
I have a bit of advice for you, Ed. Leave Christina's legs alone.
Oh, well, Lloyd.
Christina's legs are out of the equation.
Exactly.
My wife of 21 years has made sure that is the case. Anywho.
Please, for God's sake, you don't want any lawsuits.
No.
There'll be a local...
No sexual harassment.
There'll be a local El Nino, Lloyd, if that goes on.
but it's...
The hits just keep on coming. Look.
It is so warm here. It is ridiculous. It's sunny.
You're going to be in the 50s all week. I realize that, and that's about 15, 20 degrees above normal.
Do you know that there are cherry blossoms beginning to bloom here?
They're budding
warm. Because they are so confused. Everything
and the birds
is
are confused.
Yes,
agreed.
It's very confusing. But you know, historically, looking at the Northeast, and I, as you know, I lived there 10 years.
Right.
The real bad snowstorms generally are after the first of the year, and as a matter of fact. This has a little off the subject of El Nino. Do you folks realize the worst blizzards in New York City history, going back to the worst blizzard ever in 1888, occurred in the month of March? I can remember that traditionally March can be a very, very snowy, horrendous month on the East Coast. So, and by the way, everybody breathe a sigh of relief. I want to congratulate the Hurricane Center in Miami for being wrong again. The hurricane season ended on December 1st. They have been wrong 17 out of the last 19 years.
Wow.
No, a monkey flipping a coin could do better.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and everybody gets all panicked every... Uh-oh, they say we're going to have...
Every darn year they say, look out, look out, look out, and not a darn thing has happened as far as hurricanes are concerned. Of course, we had the horrendous situation with Sandy, which I guess technically was a hurricane. But this season, they blew it again. I don't know if they're smoking funny cigarettes or if they're flipping coins or what they're doing.
No, the monkey flips the coin.
Monkeys are flipping the
coin. It's the monkey flipping the coin, and we need to get that monkey in place and give him a shot next year. I think that's a wonderful idea.
The Pacific, however, has been very active. Numerous typhoons have hit Japan. Mexico have a few pretty bad hurricanes hit the Baja. But the East Coast has been spared. So the bottom line is I think that we have a delay here.
All right. Well, we know it's coming, so we're all going to prepare for it. Now, this is El Nino, not to be confused with his...
La Nina.
Right.
La Nina,
right. The literal translation in Spanish is little boy.
Yes.
And that little boy is going to become... he's going to become, they say, the Godzilla of El Ninos. But... people are beginning to question, well, where's El Nino? Where's El Nino? Well, about 10 days ago, National Weather Service, among many other officials, came to the conclusion we have a delay. The main event or the preliminaries or the semifinals have been delayed. So, it's been definitely delayed. And incidentally, for all the folks listening on the East Coast, you can... no Golden Snow Shovel Awards will be awarded through New Year's. I don't see anything major at all this month. There.
Good. Because to me, I like the idea of 53 degrees in bright sunshine as I'm decorating my Christmas tree. It's just me. Maybe that makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
But I like this. I like the shorts at Walmart in December look. It feels good, and it just seems right.
It does seem right.
Another thing I want to mention, we have the Super Bowl out here, February 7th. Mm-hmm. It's Levi's Stadium as the Santa Clara 49ers. That's the home of the Santa Clara 49ers. That's what I refer to.
Okay.
Since they moved from San Francisco, kind of like the New Jersey Jets and New Jersey Giants.
Correct.
But I was thinking, if El Nino is going full blast in the Super Bowl, can you imagine if we were to have a major, major storm on Super Bowl Sunday, what a horrendous nightmare that would create out here?
A big mud bowl. They were worried about having a big snowstorm when the Super Bowl was here in New York City, Jersey.
I wish it would have snowed. That's real football. It should have snowed during the during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't like domes either, Christina. That's for sissies.
Real football's in the elements.
Weather.
That's right. See?
Play in the elements. And the cheerleaders can put on their long underwear.
Exactly.
Wow. You know what? We have to send Lloyd and Christina to what, Lambeau Field in Green Bay when it's like 92 degrees below zero.
And you got to shovel out your seat.
And see how much they like sitting there watching the Packers play the Bears.
To sum it up,
yes.
Have patience, okay. Said my doctor, as I went back to have my root canal treated the second time.
Mm-hmm.
The El Nino is being delayed.
Okay.
It's coming.
All right. So we will hold you to that, and we will check back in with you to make sure that El Nino does, in fact, show up.
That's
and
right.
Look, that little boy is stubborn. He doesn't want to leave, but he is,
he's
once
precocious.
He has about 12 bowls of Wheaties, he'll be ready to go.
And there you go, like any growing boy does. Well, it's always great to chat with the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, thank you so much for joining us again here on America Weekend.
America Weekend, and all I got to say, final word.
Yes.
Science!
There you go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having a number retired as a player goes through your mind, but it never
that must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Looking to pack added protection for long runs on the open road? One South American country's economy is on the skids. For sharp buyers, this means fire sale. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The largest country in South America is having a fire sale due to corruption and the strong U.S. dollar. Firearms made in Brazil are dirt cheap. Black Friday, 380 automatic pistol, $99. Yeah, $99 for a 380. May not be the best quality, but for $99. ABM owns a cheap Taurus 44 mag, and it's okay. Bikers who need inexpensive haul-long protection and are willing to do the research can find decent quality firearms for mouse bucks. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.